Thank you. This is a song called The Cosmic Shame. The message of the D is clear. Set the artist free. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about some dude locked up in Zimbabwe for political crimes. No, you can set him free too. First, you gotta set this one free, people, the one in your heart. The one that's in chains for way too long, dying to come out. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying quit your day job. I know a lot of you are saying, I can't. I got kids to feed, Jack. I can't quit my fucking day job, and I think it's pretty irresponsible of you to tell these fucking kids out here quit the day job. I'm saying fuck the kids. No. You don't fuck them. I'm just saying fuck them. What, you think you're doing them a favor? Yeah? Check this out. You flash forward 20 years. They just graduated magna cum laude. Fucking Ivy League. One problem, dudes. They're completely fucked up psychologically because you fucking subconsciously guilt-tripped them because you fucking didn't do your green. You quit your fucking day job. You focus on your craft two times. After a couple of years of concentrated effort on your part, me and KG, we're gonna swoop in, we're gonna check out your progress, we're gonna encourage you to continue. Or we will say stop. Now listen, I don't care what I said before. If we say stop, then you stop. Because this is the problem. People, it is old as time. Sometimes you follow your heart. Sometimes your heart cuts a fart. That's the cosmic shame. That's the cosmic shame. Oh, no. Go, girl. You got to fucking go, girl. Shit, yeah. Go, girl. Now, up yours, you motherfucking cocksucker. That's the cosmic shame. And I know what some of you were probably saying. No, dude, fuck you. I'm not gonna quit my stuff. I think my art's pretty rad. What made you guys so awesome? And people, honestly, I don't know. Some people, they learn it in the streets. Some people, they learn it in the fucking schools. Me and KG, I don't know. We was born with it, Holmes. And you don't believe me? You want me to bust off a chunk? I'll prove it. Chippa, 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 check it out! That shit came out of my fucking head, y'all! Out of my head, y'all! Oh, God! What? It's cosmic shame. I feel bad. Y'all can't see me too good. I'm over there. I'm gonna scoot it up. I'm gonna scoot it up for you four or five people. You see? Because, buddy, you don't want to miss what's happening up here. You don't want to just hear it. Because then you're missing
out.
What
happened? Did someone leave? Did someone leave?
No, I was just saying those people probably couldn't see because of Marshall Stacks.
That's true.
Because me and Cage up here, eye candy, people. Eye candy. Dude, I'm running low. Jack Black?
Jack Black.
Was it a pick?
Well, they threw you a pick?
Oh, it's a clear pick. Thanks,
people,
man.
We will throw you the
pick. I switched to the brown pick, though. Thanks, though. I know. Thanks, dude. Listen. What? Jack? That's it? I rock? Thanks, dude.
Dude, thank God we stopped the show for that.
He just thank wanted God. To share it, dude. He just wanted to thank us for rocking us for all these years. That's you're welcome, dude. Now, listen. What we're about to do, I know some of you just when you came here, you want the hits, just one after the other. Crank out the hits, the top 40
boom,
hits.
Boom, boom.
And we could do that. But I thought since we're here in St. Louis, y'all motherfuckers might be ready to stretch and bend and grow with the D. And that's why I'm asking Joe Beebe, please bring me the saxaboom immediately.
Saxaboom.